French Music Association. There they are right there, all two of them. And don't forget John Guillory, Allstate Insurance. And also, oh, yeah, we've got a new sponsor over here with the, well, we forgot about the Cajun Music Hall of Fame. Yep. Let's see, who else? There's a new one on here. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. And a special endowment from the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott, Louisiana. Tonight we've got some Cajun music and we've got some old-time Creole music. The first one up, young man, Mr. Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtell Playboys will be out here doing some really good old Creole music. And following them, a very young, very talented young Bubba Hebert. And the new Morse Playboys. And your host tonight, a man who's too many words to describe, one of the greatest promoters of Cajun music and culture and language and music and so forth. Mr. Larry Miller is going to be out here to host the show for you. So without further ado, let's give a warm welcome to Mr. Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtell Playboy.
Let's give a warm welcome to Goldman Thibodeau and Lawtell Playboys. Bonsoir. Bonsoir, les Cajuns, les Cajuns. Bienvenue, les visiteurs de partout. We want to welcome everybody tonight, all the local Cajuns as well as visitors from out of the area. We're happy that you're here, and please be assured that you're getting a warm welcome tonight. I hope you come back again. All right, Mr. Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtell Playboys. What you want to play, Goldman, the Evangeline Special? C'est une chanson qui a été recordée par Ira Lejeune. Et là, est-ce que ça va plus loin que ça?
Bon, ça a commencé quelqu'un d'autre. On n'est pas trop sûr. On va jamais connaître où ça a commencé, comment ça a fini. Mais quand on est Ira l'a recordé pour Charles, a fait, on va le faire. On ne peut pas faire ça. Ira a fait, mais on va faire ça un peu.
OK, Evangeline Special. Actually.
We'll be right back.
the special d'Evangeline. I couldn't help but noticing that we have a senior, handsome couple, the Cormiers here from Karen Crow, and a younger generation coming up, the Corinne Brown and Bubba Hebert, breaking in on the dance floor. They've been on it before, but they're doing very well. So I couldn't help but thinking about the generation spread there. That's very heartening to know that it's going to continue. Absolutely. Merci bien.
Good job. Well done.
And we need more dancers, because the more you dance, the better the musicians play. That's been a rule of thumbs forever. Goldman Thibodeau de l'Hôtel. Comment ça va, soir, Goldman?
Well, Larry, c'est pas la peine de la monter. Ça pourrait, on peut être, on croit que ça pourrait être mieux, mais ça pourrait être plus mal. Tu connais, un vieux ami qui m'a dit, d'après la balle de lait tombe dans la poussière, il dit, tu peux plus la ramasser. Ça fait...
you got to keep it from falling in the dust. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Merci. C'est un grand honneur de t'avoir ici pour nous représenter ce soir, Larry. On apprécie de t'avoir.
Merci bien. I'm proud to be able to host the show for Goldman Thibodeau and also the Bubba Brown Group, above the Hebert Group. Tonight you're witnessing some of the last of the original Creole musicians. As you can see from the group here, the number of folks who are playing the old Creole music has dwindled considerably in favor of the more modern Zydeco music that's being played by today's Creoles. But Goldman is kind of special because he actually represents both Creole and Cajun wrapped up. He does it all, in a sense. He's just not into the heavy blues and some of the rhythm and blues, modern-day exotico that's going on, but each to his own. Okay, la valse de samedi au soir,
dimanche après-midi.
Dimanche après-midi. La valse de dimanche après-midi, petit. Alors tout danser, mon.
Yeah.
wonderful group of dancers. Yeah, hey, Goldman, you...
Thank you all so much for all such a good crowd of good dancers. They both don't serve. We appreciate you all so much. Thank you all a lot. Good dancers.
I think you've been honored, Goldman, with a dance floor full of people dancing,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Goldman, let's just talk a little bit more about you because you did have some very early experiences in life. We're not going to dwell too much on it because it takes a lot of time. But as a youngster, you knew Amadeo Ardoin, the very famous leader in the Creole music endeavor that was early back in the 1920s and 30s. And how old were you when you saw him?
It was one Sunday afternoon. It was a hard dance right north from where I'm living on 103, like if you're going to pray around. And Amadeo had, it was a Sunday afternoon, and I heard, my sister and brother had his music. We didn't have no electricity, and there was all the gramophone, and I'd hear the name Amadeo. I didn't have no idea who that was, and I listened to his music. So we went this Sunday afternoon, me and my dad, mama, and sisters, brother, and finally he got there, horseback. We opened the gate for him. He had his cauldron in a white sack on the side of the cauldron. He went under the Chani ball tree, took the saddle off his horse, let him dry. It was hot in the mud of July. They put him. When he got, the man of the house said, well, he said, when love? He said, you want me to start playing, Mr. Albert? Well, he said, a little bit. And they put him a chair. That was the homemade wooden window. And my God, looked like he was so small and tiny, they put him on a tall chair by the window for the eye to hit him.
He was
and
only about 5 feet tall, 5 foot one, something like that.
I don't know if he'd wear 100 pounds soaking wet. Okay, and he played 3 hours, just him playing, singing. And when he got through, mom and all the rest was in the kitchen and cooking and making old-fashioned lemonade.
He had no guitar, no fiddle?
No, just him,
no
just
drums,
him.
Just him.
The sweat just pouring down. And after he got through playing, they passed the hat. I asked Dad, how much money do you think he had in there? Oh, he said a dollar, maybe a dollar and a quarter. He didn't count it. They said, once you stay, you're going to have something to eat. He said, oh, no. He said, I got another gig to play in Eunice. You can imagine that?
He had to make that next dollar and a half in Eunice. And so,
how he could do it, I don't know.
And you were so proud to have been able to carry his accordion in that white pillowcase.
Pillowcase. We were so happy, me and my little friend. It was a treat for us. You see, we grew up with anything, we were happy because we had so little.
That's it. Well, yeah. A very nice story about, and of course, one of the things that happened to Goldman is that as he was turning those cranks and listening to the old 78s, listening to Amadeo Ardoin singing, he decided he wanted to sing like Amadeo. And even to this day, he's probably the one who is the most able to sing like Amadeo that of anybody alive today. And so you're hearing the old-fashioned wailing of the voice, and you can hear the sorrow and the hardships in the songs that he composed and produced. Okay, and another one and by the way, that last one, Saturday Evening Waltz, was that was an Ira Lejeune recording, but had
Amadeo had recorded
that tune. It was named something else.
Amadeo recorded and Ira recorded in his own music, yeah.
Right. And then the next one, coming up, the Eunice Two-Step, that at one time that was recorded by Amadeo called the Joli Catin, I think.
Yeah. Joli Catin.
And it's had about six different names.
Yeah, it's just a little different in the word and the melody, the music, about the same.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Eunice Two-Step, La Chalet. Allons danser, mon.
Thank you.
Step to Eunice decidedly in a Creole style. Very well done. And I hope that music continues to live on for a long time, Goldman. And I hope you continue to play for a long time. Yeah. Okay. We have you brought a companion with you from Lautel or Opelousas. And his name is Joe Citizen, and he's on a scrub board. And did you eat scrambled eggs this morning, or that was a... Oh, now you own beer bottles or whatever. Okay, all right. Mr. Joe Citizen has been a member of the Lautel Playboys for some time, and he's been playing percussion with them. Could you give us a very short rundown on the Lautel Playboys, how that first started? And
Well, I would like to thank each and every one for coming out here this afternoon and listen to us. But I would like to say that Goldman Thibodeau is the only person that still plays the Creole music of the 1920s. Goldman started this music way back, and this is not Cajun music, this is not Zydeco, and this is not hip-hop or rap or whatever you call it. This is the real Creole music back in the 1912 of the Titanic, and I would say 1927, the high water. One thing I will say, just listen to this music, and you're traveling in back time, back in the 20s. We hope you enjoy it. One thing I'm going to ask you, don't ask us for our age because we will not tell you, but you look at us and listen to the music, you know that we've been there a while.
Thank you very much, Joe. But the Lautel Playboys started from the Carriade, Bibi Carriade and Eros Carriade in 1946.
1946.
Right. The Lautel Playboys.
And then from there, Bibi Carriade, and then went to when Bibi was no longer to play.
Cajun and Bibi the fiddle. Calvin would play guitar. Okay. Beatrice would play something. I'm not too sure.
And after that, it became Delton Broussard on the accordion.
And then Delton reunited his own band with his kid. All of them could play music. And so then me and Calvin got together, and that's why we kept it. And Calvin left us a long time, and many more other good musicians.
So about 6 to 7 years, the Lautel Playboys have been going, and Goldman has picked it up. Goldman was playing, you were playing scrub board with him in the early years, and one of the vocalists.
I played scrub board in the triangle with my brother-in-law, Joe Freelo, and he's the one. I was about 14, 15 years old. Mom and daddy wouldn't let me go unless there was that my sister and my brother-in-law, Joe Freelo. He'd play the accordion, but he never would sing. It was just me and him. And his life was cut short. A car run him down, and he died.
Okay. All right.
And I would like to say something else. He's the only musician that can play this music 3 hours, play it French, talk it French, and sing it French for 3 hours without playing the same record twice.
That's it. Goldman Thibodeau, Joe Citizen. We
Thank
call
you.
Him Zydeco Joe. All right. Our next one is a waltz, the Vastigenoshman,
yeah.
the long road, long highway, sometimes nicknamed the Interstate 10 Waltz. Okay, that was also recorded by Ira Lejean.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the roots of that song, but let's get it.
I think more time.
Fantastic and Oshmag. Well done, Mr. Goldman Thibodeau. Goldman, it's not often we can get 15 couples dancing right here to the bands here. That's about all the room we have, so you had a full dance floor.
My God. And you know what? Such a great crowd of people tying out, and so much. A lot of people not dancing, but I know they're enjoying the music, and we got such good dancers. It's an honor. You know, Larry, you're a musician. You played music. You still play music. And you got two of your grandsons is great musician. But music, if you got somebody like tonight and you see people on the floor, you can play music for hours and hours. But sometime it happened.
It's just a pleasure to do so, huh?
And sometimes it's nobody dancing.
That's it.
That's the time you keep looking at the watch.
Exactly. our next musician that we'd like to talk to a little bit was Courtney Fuller. Would you step up to the mic, Courtney? All right. You're going to sing a song later, Courtney?
I think so.
Okay. Now, Courtney was one who, for a long time back, was interested in the Creole music and Goldman keeps calling her back because she was willing to learn the style that that Goldman wanted to play. So we appreciate you doing that. And so you're a dyed-in-the-wool Creole musician now. So how long have you been playing Creole music? Would you kind of review that for me?
I would say about 15 years.
About 15 years.
A couple years. Of years before I met Mr. Goldman, I started really playing and enjoying.
Sounds great. And you do a little singing?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, the next one will be sung by, by Goldman, Mr. Leroy. And that's one of your compositions, Goldman?
Yeah, well, okay. My father-in-law name was Leroy.
Your father, your what?
My father-in-law.
Okay, so.
Therese, mama, a daddy.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah,
okay.
And,
Mr. Leroy.
Yeah, I was pleading with him here for me to marry his daughter. He said, well, we grew up. First neighbor. He said, well, I know you from a young kid.
So this is a thank you for her hand, huh?
Yes.
Okay, allons la jouer, Mr. Leroy. Mr. Leroy, well done. Okay, Goldman, we have a couple other people we need to interview. Mr. Ray DeVille from Prairie Roan, north of Lawtell. And you've been with Goldman for quite a few years, have you not? About 10 to 15. Toi, tu parles français aussi? Absolument, il parle bien. Okay, c'est la base. Monsieur Ray DeVille. And Shamus Fuller, we've got on the fiddle. And how long have you been playing with Mr. Goldman?
I can't remember.
You can't remember, but it's about that time. And, of course, we're happy that you were willing to step forward and consistently learn the music that Mr. Goldman wants to play and to support that cause. Matter of fact, you and your brother were instrumental in the first recording. You did the recording in his house with a portable unit, the first time he'd been recorded as known as Goldman Thibodeau and the Lawtell Playboys. And that was quite a wonderful thing that happened.
Can I say something, Larry?
Okay, we have little time left.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, you brought up something, and we was over at that recording. It was done at the house, but you played a big role in there. I'll never forget. You're the one encouraged me and Calvin to do this, to record. We hadn't given it too much thought. It was you, Edward, at your house. It was for Christmas, Mardi Gras Eve, and it was you and Corey McCauley, and, from West Virginia, Peter Swart,
Peter Swart. That's it. I encourage you to record. And yes. So we're glad that happened.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Wonderful. Now, next song is Chattatoot, and that's an old line Cajun tune that no telling where the roots come from. But I think Lawrence Walker and those people
Barry Anserley said the complete gig is never complete unless they play here Chattatoot.
All right, Chattatoot, let's do it.
Thank you.
Toot toot. Well done, Mr. Goldman and the Lautel Playboys. Great dancing out there. Merci bien pour les danseurs, Goldman.
Oh, mon
sang. All right. On a un autre ami pour un petit discours avec. Il parle français un petit peu. So on say Howard Noel, Art Noville. Howard, how you doing?
C'est bon.
I think he knows enough French to get in trouble, and pretty well can get by. All right. Okay. Howard, come on, tell Tati Short, how long you been singing?
Probably about 22 years right now.
About 22 years, huh? So you've been primarily a vocalist, and but you also play accordion and several other instruments. But all right. But he's well known as one of the premier Cajun and country western drummers around, and he's doing a good job. He's also a great vocalist, and so I think Mr. Goldman is fortunate to have an additional vocalist. Mr. Goldman, on va jouer les blues de la prison, hein? And that's a song that had that was first recorded by your mentor, Amédée Ardoin, and I think that's going to be in a different key, maybe. And so, Goldman, you had learned to sing the song off of the 78 records.
78 records.
T'avais tout le crack dessus le graphophone. So back in the days before they had electricity, they had a spring wound graphophone with a crank and played these old 78 records that you had to change the needles about every 5 or 10. Plays, you had to replace the needle because it was getting dull, and after playing the record for just so many rounds, I don't remember how much, but probably 30 or 40 times, you might have to buy a new record because, especially if the head of the playing the sensor part was a little heavy, or if it wasn't well balanced, you might wear out your records in no time. Now the blues, les blues de la prison, is a very heartfelt, in misery kind of thing, and it has to do with somebody going into jail and never coming out, and so we'll see what Mr. Goldman's going to say about it. Tu vas la chanter, Goldman? Okay, lâchez-les, les blues de la prison. Alors dansez, ça danse bien.
Thank you.
Goldman Thibodeau, the Longtail Playboys. Give him a big send-off, please. Merci bien, Goldman. Bien fait. Okay. All right, we are live here at the Liberty Theater, and we've got some announcements that we're going to be making. First of all, coming up in later on this month, in the month of February, we've got, I think, the Savoy Family Band is going to be here, and they're going to be playing a good special for you, starting at 6:30 on, this is going to be February 28th, which I don't think is a Saturday. Oh, that's at the LSU Eunice Performing Arts Series, yeah. LSUE at 6:30 on February 28th. And be sure to go buy the tickets or $5 for adults. And what's going to be here? Okay, all right. It's going to be out here. They're telling me. All right. Later on in February, we've got, this is the last night. Okay. Coming up March the 2nd, a tribute to Hank Williams, Jr., and there's reserved seating only, $14 a ticket. And be sure to contact, tickets are going to be available at the door. Advance ticket, I think, are available 457-7389, Monday through Friday. Okay, and then on March the 9th, we'll have Mary Tweedell and the Cajun Mixers, and Mary Jane Broussard and the Sweet Lala. She does some Creole and Cajun music as well. Mary Hales, she's a Boisec Ardoin's niece. She hails from from Jennings. Then on March 16th, the Chicago Zoe Savage, whatever that is, and Cajun August Broussard and Friends. The 23rd is to be announced, and March the 30th, Jackie Kaye, Ivy Duga, and Cajun Cousins. All right. And then that takes care of that. It's a schedule on... also on Sunday, March the 20th, from 10 to 4, is the very special and unique 28th Annual Eunice World Championship Crawfish Etouffee Cookout. And there are lots of groups that are in there cooking some great crawfish etouffee in all kind of ways. There's arts and crafts, and there's going to be some music as well. And so for the whole family, I think, on Sunday, Roscoe Chenier is going to be playing, and Jason Fry and Steve Riley. So be sure to make that crawfish etouffee cook-off. That's a great time to be had, and be sure to be there. Now, before we introduce some of the guests here tonight, we do have a couple of guys that have come in from Lafayette for a special introduction, and we want to tell you that for the first time ever, much to our gratitude and our happiness, there's a program for traditional Cajun Creole studies that has been developed, and we've got with us the Professor Mark DeWitt, who is handling the program, and it has to do with they're going to be teaching Cajun fiddle and Cajun accordion and guitar and Creole accordion, fiddle, and guitar, that kind of thing. All right, and it has to do with the Tommy Como chair. Tommy was a Cajun doctor in Lafayette who was tragically killed in a traffic accident, and they did a lot of fundraising and started a cause celeb, and it turned out to be an endowment fund that is now worth about $1 million. That the interest helps to pay for some of the expenses in getting this program going. And so you want to tell us a little bit about the Tommy Como chair, how that works then?
Sure. Thanks, Larry. Bonsoir tout le monde. All right. We are starting up. Actually, it's not just Cajun and Creole studies. It's Cajun and Creole music. And so I am a professor of music in the School of Music and Performing Arts at UL Lafayette. So this is what's new, is because Dr. Ancelet has been teaching Cajun and Creole studies for many years as a folklorist in the French department and the English department. But now we have Cajun and Creole music in the music school of music, which is very exciting. So we're teaching people how to play, and not to just recite the facts about the history of it. And so we have Mr. Wilson Sawa teaching accordion lessons in a traditional music ensemble. And we have David Greeley teaching fiddle lessons. And we have Corey Ledette teaching a beginning accordion class. And we have Yvette Landry teaching a songwriting class. So we've got all kinds of great stuff going on. And most exciting, we now have offer a Bachelor of Arts in traditional music. And we even have, even though we didn't have time to recruit for this first year, we do have one traditional music major already, and he's standing right next to me. His name is John Guidry. Say hi to people, John.
Hi, how y'all doing? Bonjour. So, yeah, I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and moved away when I was 18. Fell in love with Cajun music, so I wanted to come back to Lafayette. Came back to study Cajun music and go to school. And somehow the two collided, and I could do both at the same time. So I'm taking privates with Wilson Savoy on the accordion and learning French, and it's been a really good experience so far. So,
thanks, John. So coming up this spring, one event that we do have coming up is we'll be working with the folks in Arnoville who have a Semaine Française happening in April, and we're going to be hosting some folks from Brittany. From the town of Rennes, there's a university there, and they have a sort of a traditional music program. It's sort of at the graduate level where they teach musicians how to work in elementary schools. And so we're going to have some of those students from France coming in and working with some of our French immersion students in Lafayette. So that's one thing that we've got coming up.
Thank you very much, Dr. DeWitt. We're very proud of to know that the program has been instituted, and thanks for coming and sharing that with us. And by the way, I think you have some handouts, do you not? So you'll find some, if you want to meet in the lobby after this, he'll be glad to give you an information page, and you can take it to anyone that you think may be interested in majoring in traditional Cajun music studies and Creole music studies at UL. Merci bien. Merci bien, Jean. Dr. Mark DeWitt, John Guidry. Now, that doesn't leave us a whole lot of time, but we would like to say, how many of, are there any folks from Francophone, est-ce qu'il y a du monde qui vient de les pays français? Any of the nations that speak French, that are primarily French? D'où? De Québec ou de Québec québécois? Well, Canada, ouais, bien sûr. Et le nom formé, c'est quoi? Votre nom formé? Poirier? Ledo? Long, okay. Merci bien. Bienvenue en Louisiane. Est-ce qu'il y en a un autre? Non? OK. Oh, and un autre famille d'Ayou? De Fournier. Moi, c'est Dieu. De notre famille. Votre notre famille, c'est quoi? Amen. Bienvenue en Louisiane. OK, we don't have much time for the out-of-state folks and USA, but we want to say welcome, and I think we're just about ready to get started, are we not, guys? Ready? Okay. Put your hands together and make welcome Bubba Hebert, the New Bars Playboys.
We'll be right back.
FM Bubba. Warm welcome to Bubba Hebert, all the way from Marsh, Louisiana, New Marsh Playboys. Well, you've got a good assortment of backups here, Bubba, and it's really good to see you back, man, and ready to go, huh?
Yes, sir.
I see you got that slick hairdo ready to go, huh? Oh, was it the north wind that did that? Was it the special ointment or was it the north wind? Whatever. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Now, Bubba, you're going to do the first waltz. J'ai passé de votre porte. It's a very, very old waltz, by the way. It dates back into the 17th century. One of the oldest recordings is in Spain. And it was a common story all over, that was all over Europe. And the first recording was by Raymond Francois at B. Cormier Studio. J'ai passé de votre porte. And Bubba's going to sing it, I think. Couples, you stand up with Mr. Goldman there. I'll tell you what, a great dancing, folks. Merci bien. Okay, all right. We've got somebody out there on the guitar has been around quite a while. And his name is August Broussard. And August, you live where?
I live in Lake Arthur, Louisiana.
Lake Arthur, okay. And you've been playing Cajun music for how many, about 120 years or better? No. Well, if you add up the accordion and the guitar and you put them in for
about 35 years.
About 35 years, okay. Also, something special about Mr. August, he not only has had a band of his own, played a lot of accordion and different instruments, he also teaches, and he happens to be, what, Bubba?
My teacher.
He's what?
My teacher.
All right, he's your accordion teacher. All right, so Mr. August Broussard has been passing it on, and okay, so and we also want to, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but Bubba is a great grandson, to Ira Lejeune. And we're going to have some of the family members here. We'll talk a little bit more about them. But let's do the next song, La Porta Nayada, the Elman Art song, Back Door. Who sings that one?
Me.
You sing it. All right, good. I got it right here. No, don't say, boy.
Vieux parents sont qui j'arrivais, y essayer des choses et mon idée. J'ai pas écouté les à la tapatette, j'aurais amené, j'ai pas quitté, j'ai passé dans la boîte de Nadia. Me and the band were out last night, we got so drunk that we got in a fight. We got so drunk we couldn't walk at all, broke a few rules so they called the law. Now I say dans la boîte de Nadia.